Attacks against coalition and Iraqi forces occur on a daily basis, averaging about 20 a day, according to U.S. military officials in Baghdad. In less than 24 hours, two U.S. soldiers were killed and a total of three injured in two separate incidents in Iraq. Monday, a rocket-propelled grenade attack north of Baghdad killed one American soldier and wounded two others. The attack occurred in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Sunday night, a U.S. soldier was killed and another wounded when their Bradley fighting vehicle hit a landmine 220 kilometers north of Baghdad near the town of Baji. U.S. military officials noted that the number of attacks against coalition and Iraqi forces has been rising. They said, on average, there are about 20 attacks each day in Iraq. More than 50 attacks occurred Saturday and Sunday. In an effort to speed up the process of increasing security in the country, Coalition Provisional Authority spokesman Charles Heatley said Monday that the coalition is in negotiations with Jordan on a $1.3 billion contract to help train Iraqi police and security personnel.
We are in discussions at the moment with the Jordanian authorities with a view to establishing a police training facility in Jordan. Those negotiations, as of this morning, were still ongoing. The aim is to try to train some 30 to 40,000 new Iraqi police recruits over the next 18 months.
Mr. Heatley acknowledged that the coalition's negotiations with Jordan has angered some members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council, who complained that such training should occur in Iraq. But Mr. Heatley said the idea is to train as many recruits as soon as possible, and using other facilities would help speed up the process. Mr. Heatley also said eight people died in the car bomb explosion in central Baghdad Sunday. U.S. officials had originally said six people were killed. And while coalition officials have almost exclusively blamed such attacks on loyalists to the previous regime and terrorists from outside of Iraq, Monday they indicated attacks against coalition forces could also be the result of revenge killings for Iraqis who have lost their lives and from extremist religious elements in Iraq. Greg Lamott, VOA News, Baghdad.